New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, sweet David Steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. The show started.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, no time for Ray right now. We got to get into a brand new hour of the show. Good morning and how the hell goes it? Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. What a week. Because this is the week that we hook up dads, and maybe you're not a current dad, maybe you will be a future dad, or maybe you're like Omar, you're a deadbeat dad, you disappeared, you ran off on your family. Regardless, everyone's got a chance to get herself a brand new TV, hundreds of inches of TVs, and hundreds of pounds of meat all week long as we get ready for Father's Day.
Or maybe you're like my kid's dad who just donated sperm once.
One time.
And then just kind of moved on with your life and you've got a little kid running around you'll never meet, never know about.
Guy still deserves a TV even if he just J-O'd in a cup and sold it to Allie.
Exactly.
Regardless, we'll make that happen for you and very excited as we are giving away every single day this week 75-inch TCL QM7L TVs plus the TCL Q75H soundbar. So everything will look better and sound better. And every single dad who gets a new TV will also get themselves money to spend at Vons Albertsons Pavilion's gift card, which we hope you spend on lots and lots of meat.
Yeah, I guess you could spend it however you want,
you
but
could.
I think any man I know would spend it on lots of meat.
Yeah, if you win from us, we want a verbal contract that you'll only be spending it on meat so that you get yourself a giant TV and a lot of meat. That's what it's all about.
Maybe some marinades as well. Some dry rubs.
Yeah, leave a little extra for the marinades. But we're very excited about it, and we'll be doing that all week. We spent a lot of time trying to do something that we thought dads would really want, and that is why we are calling this thing the father of all giveaways.
The father of all giveaways.
Ooh.
So get ready to get in on the father of all giveaways later this morning. Today we'll be asking you for the best and or worst dad advice you've ever received and or given. And that could score you the giant TV today and also all that meat. So we got that to look forward to as well. That's coming up later this morning. Got to give away that trip to go see Sublime. We'll do that in less than an hour and tell you where you're heading to next. It's all part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Although today, spoiler alert, we're sending you outside of the USA. So have your passport ready. I don't know why.
Road Trip USA is making a lot less sense.
Yeah. This is, I don't want to give too much away, but today it's Road Trip USSR. That's all I'm saying.
It's very far drive.
Give you the details coming up later this morning. If you need us, 800-520-1067 to call, to text. I'm Klein. That's Allie right there.
Morning.
You got him, DJ Omar Khan over there. Jake's a nerd. We got to drive home a passed out secondhand Cindy from our Buzzball event on Friday.
One of the coolest / weirdest things we've ever done.
By far the weirdest thing that I've ever been a part of. And for so many reasons, we have audio to prove that a little bit later. In the back room, taking the calls, Postmaster Johnny and producer Vanessa, 800-520-1067. Lots to get into this morning.
I want that to be a yearly tradition, drinking Buzzballs in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
That was, I think it is a tradition for many people that were there.
A daily tradition.
Daily tradition, yeah. We are Klein Alley Show, giant TVs and giant piles of meat in your future this morning, plus trips. We will make that happen for you. And, of course, you can just join us for everything else happening on the show today, 800-520-1067. I know World Cup fever has completely swept the world, and specifically the nation, locally, of course, with the games happening right here. And, you know, USA getting themselves a nice win right out of the gate. I think everyone now cares more about soccer than ever before. And Jake was at a bar watching soccer this weekend to prove how excited people are for the World Cup.
What's your name?
Shami from Los Angeles.
Shami, how excited are you for the World Cup?
I don't care.
is so many things going on in this world. Like, it is like the furthest thing from my mind. But go USA.
But go USA.
But that's a fan right there.
That's a real fan, and she was wearing a jersey, I believe.
Can you explain to me how the World Cup works?
No, I cannot.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about soccer?
-100,000.
Oh, my God. That is a low
But go
score.
Team USA.
Go USA. That's one of our biggest fans right there, and I know people get upset. We get a lot of hate, a lot of shade.
I'm upset.
Yeah, of course, Vanessa gets mad because people say that this is so amazing and everything about it is so great. And it is cool to kind of watch just driving around even yesterday, just bars packed with people wearing jerseys. I don't even know what countries they're representing.
Yeah, I went to go eat up at a place and they had the screens up and everything. And there was a Brazil match on and no one seemed to care about it.
But, really?
Yeah, but I think it depends on where you're at. And there are a lot of foreigners that are here visiting that are huge. Like, they're so freaking excited. And yeah, that's my favorite thing, is to see all these people fly in from other countries that are dying to see these matches.
Yeah, listen, later this week, Allie and I are going to go be guests on that BBC show. And I don't even know. We have to go down to Santa Monica at 11 o'clock at night on a Thursday.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a Thursday?
I'm -100,000 excited about that.
I also don't know why we've agreed to that, but Vanessa reminded me that we are going. And this is how excited we are to see you.
-100,000.
But we're going to be there anyway because the world loves soccer and the USA is apparently behind the rest of the world. And by the way, the thing that's crazy is if you've ever had a kid, you spend a lot of time of your life probably watching them play some version of soccer. It is like the first thing.
Yeah, you were at a bunch of soccer matches for your kids.
Terrible.
No, I mean, not one of them. Was it more exciting, at least, that there are more goals being scored?
No, because there really weren't that many more goals. I mean, yes, there's a few more goals. I guess final score was something like, 3-6 or something, which I guess is better than the World Cup. But, like, in the USA game, for instance, we got
it
USA
was 4-1.
Four goals. That's a lot. That's more goals than I think that people could have anticipated. And I think that that's why everyone says we don't understand the way soccer works, because someone yelled at us. We got a lot. Probably hundreds of angry people that reached out, and they said that they think that our show is anti-World Cup.
No,
show,
I'm not anti-World Cup.
Vanessa is probably as big of a fan as could be. She just couldn't possibly explain how the World Cup works.
Yeah, well, I had somebody at the Buzzball event explain it to me, and I'm a little clearer now, but it's interesting trying to get caught up on it, because I'll see some of the results, and they're like, Scotland won 1-0 in a thriller.
Right.
And I'm like, was it a thriller?
But they say that we are, like, we're talking about American football, and they say we basically had to create all these point values to say a touchdown's worth 6, you know, because we have to make things sound bigger and better than they actually are. And if we just kept everything at 1-1-1-1, then we'd all be equally bored with all sports.
No, that wouldn't make any sense, because a field goal couldn't be worth 1.
Well, you're right, Jake. I mean, but that's what the whole – they're saying that we've figured out a way to make the score sound more exciting. And, you know,
just because it's more points.
Yeah, because more points. Now, baseball, we kept baseball to what it is. Everything 1-1 across the board.
Yeah.
And you know how Omar feels about baseball.
Boring.
Yeah, right. And I was in a discussion over that meal that no one was watching the World Cup game at about what's more boring, soccer or baseball. But this soccer guy's excited, and he's visiting from Japan.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I cannot speak English, but I'm excited!
I love it! Yeah! Baby! Japan! Let's go!
Japan!
Japan!
What's up with that reporter jumping in like
she
that?
She was ready to go, oh man. God. Well, she was probably trying to find people who were excited,
yeah,
and she couldn't find anybody. And finally, this one guy is like, yes!
We got to take a quick break. We get back in a moment. When we return, it's questions for Allie. Oh, hold on one second. Yes, hi, good morning. You're on K-Rock. Hi. Yes, hello. Hello.
Yeah, it's Kimberly.
Yes?
Hey, man, good morning. Hey, listen, out of town of Atlanta, here for the World Cup. I just want to give credit, excuse me, to L.A. Y'all have represented, you've hosted wonderfully.
Okay, thank you. You're visiting. You're an out-of-towner who's only in L.A. to watch the games here.
Oh, no. I've taken off a couple of weeks. I did L.A., Guadalajara. I'm about to hit a flight to San Francisco, going to go to Vancouver, going to go to Seattle, doing the whole West Coast.
So what's your team then? Are you a USA soccer fan?
Yeah. United States, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you are taking weeks off of work to attend every World Cup game?
Well, as many as I can, but yes.
And let me ask you, because I was looking at tickets and they were like thousands of dollars. Is that the kind of money you have to spend as well, or do you have some sort of a hookup?
No. I'm doing it on the fly. So the U.S. game in U.S. versus Australia in Seattle is $1,000, dropping about $3 to $4 per.
Per game?
Per game, yeah.
So this whole thing is going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, probably tens of total, yeah.
Wow.
Man, I mean,
that's incredible.
That guy couldn't be on the that guy could not be more opposite end of the spectrum than that woman we just heard from a moment ago.
This is your first time in L.A. ever?
45 years.
Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back here.
Nothing's changed.
We'll take all those tourism dollars. You can bring them right in and stop by Hollywood and Highland. You can see what it's all about here. We got to take a quick break. We're back in a moment. If you want Allie's money, get on the phone now. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. Answer, at least do better than Allie and watch her pay the people. And that could be you next. Here on Klein Allie Show, lots of things to give you today and all week. TVs a day. That's right. Hundreds of inches of TVs in total. It's the father of all giveaways. Just in time for Father's Day. 75-inch TVs every single day, plus hundreds of dollars for you to spend on meat. Although someone did point out, if it's a gift card to go spend at Kroger, you could actually go buy beer with that as well.
Oh yeah, of course.
So we keep talking about mountains of meat, but you could buy mountains.
You could buy mountains of anything you like.
But a mountain of your choosing. You could go all bacon if you want to. It's Vons Albertsons Pavilions. They're the ones that hooked us up with the cards. Yeah. So remember, you could spend that on anything you want.
Just don't spend it on NA beer. That's a real waste of money.
That would be a giant, you would really regret that. Let's say hi to Martin, who wants Allie's money this morning. It's an additional $100 that could be yours right now if you are on the phone and your name is Martin. Good morning.
Morning.
Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios. So once again, five questions about things happening in the world.
Right.
If you do better than Allie, watch her pay the people. And it's been a while since she's paid out. We hope it goes to you, at least as we kick off a brand new week of shows. And Allie's out of here. Toast in hand, your round officially begins right now.
Allie knows the news.
Question number one. Baby formula recall. Some baby formula that has been sold at Target is being recalled over an outbreak of what that has happened from people that have taken this baby formula. Outbreak of what?
E. coli.
I'm going to write that down. We've got a question number two. A tragic bungee jumping death of a 21-year-old took place over the weekend because of something that went wrong. What exactly went wrong at this tragedy?
The harness wasn't tied?
Harness was not tied. Now to question number three. Bruce Springsteen is apologizing to Bono because he would not allow one of Bono's songs to be used in a commercial for what? They wanted to use a Bono song, and Bruce Springsteen said, no, and this would have made a lot of money, I'm sure. But what was the product or what was the commercial for?
For streaming platform.
Streaming platform. Speaking of streaming platforms, Fox is buying which streaming platform for a deal worth about $22 billion?
I want to say Hulu.
And we go to this final question right now. There's supposedly going to be a deal to hopefully settle everything down at the pumps. And ever since that deal was announced, what has happened to the price of gas?
It's gone up.
All right. Which makes no sense, but that would be interesting if that's the right answer. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. Five things all technically happening in the news. You'll learn a thing or two. Sure, the Knicks won. Sure, Stanley Cup was given out. Sure, USA got a nice win in soccer. We'll go on to these questions now. You never know what you'll get asked if you're on the phone for Allie Knows the News. Allie's back in the studio. Here we go. Question one.
Yep.
A baby formula recall. A brand that was being sold at Target has been recalled after there was an outbreak of what? Among babies that had taken this formula.
Bacteria thing?
I need more specific than bacteria. Outbreak of what?
Plastics.
All right, he said E. coli. At least it's plastics. The sad and correct answer is botulism.
Ah, botulism.
Good old fashioned.
Such a funny word, but such a sad thing.
Botulism. That's a dangerous one. No one gets the point. We move on to question number two. Still tied up 0-0. Tragedy at a bungee jump of a 21-year-old. Who died. What actually went wrong at the bungee jump, the tragedy?
Well, I believe they never attached the rope. They never attached the bungee, so they just essentially threw her off a bridge.
Three people that were working at this, quote, bungee jump place And none of them decided to actually make sure there was even a rope put on.
It was just sitting there coiled on the floor.
And that is exactly what happened. It's a terribly sad story.
I can't. That would be terrifying. I mean, terrifying to do anyway, even if it goes well.
Well, apparently, I don't know, because I guess her fiance was filming because he thought it was a bungee jump. And it turned out.
Oh, my God.
And I guess as she, like, someone yelled the rope, like, as realized that it's, the whole thing sounds terrible. Sadly, Allie gets the point on that. We move on to question number three. Bruce Springsteen is apologizing to Bono for not allowing his song to be used in a commercial for what?
Yes. God, what was that? I can't remember the brand. Was it?
Yeah, I'm just gonna... You, of all people, can't remember the brand.
Let's see. U-Haul?
No.
Subaru?
Gap.
Gap.
Gap. It's going to be one of the songs of summer for some sort of a Gap campaign, but sadly, it was rejected. He got that wrong. He said a streaming service. And speaking of streaming services, we go to question four. A streaming service has just been purchased by Fox for $22 billion. Which one?
That would be Roku.
Ah, he said Hulu, but the correct answer is Roku.
A different
ooh. Going the way. So Allie gets another point, and I believe she's just pulled away in one of them sweet soccer scores, up 2-0 right now as we go to this final question. And I don't think it really matters, but I'll give it to you anyway. There's been announcements about a truce, I guess, a ceasefire, and hopefully they're saying that will help everything at the pumps moving forward. Since that was announced, what has gone on at the actual pumps?
I think gas prices went up.
It's amazing because once they announced that we think this thing is coming to an end, you would assume that means, oh, great, now all some sweet relief. Yeah.
They're like, gouge them now but while we still can.
Sadly, he got that right. He's on the board, and you got that right as well. Prices have only gone up, continuing. The average has jumped over the weekend again. Martin, you did all right, but sadly you lost. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
My name is Martin, and Allie knows the news.
I'm sorry, morning, disappointed.
You sound so sad.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning around this time, you'll have another chance to take Allie's money, and all you have to do is be on the phone, answer some questions just like that about things going on in the world. And I will point out that this is the day that we start hooking you up with TVs and meat for Father's Day, but also a trip that we'll officially be giving away to someone whose name is currently on a list. And if that is you, and you qualified last week to see Sublime, and perhaps you're recovering from seeing Sublime this past weekend in San Diego, I recommend you listen closely and answer any phone calls that come your way over the next 30 minutes, because it could very possibly be us with some great news to deliver. And that is all happening this morning on K-Rock. Hey, Rock, we're here for the interaction, 800-520-1067, although when we're not here, you can use that GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT, and this is going to be troublesome news for one of us.
Hi, Klein and Allie. I'm calling because I'm just a little bit concerned about Klein. He keeps messing with his nose and growing his neck and looking more and more like a gorilla, and I'm not diagnosing anyone because I lose my license if I diagnose somebody who I hear on the radio.
First of all, and I believe this is an actual doctor calling or someone who works in the medical field, I'm not attempting to, quote, grow my neck. That's not
Really? It seems like you're doing
part,
all that protein.
Not part of the plan. The idea was that it would spread out throughout my entire body, but it's sadly, it's just all decided to back up at my neck.
It seems, I can't even see the other side of it.
No, it's hard to get all the way around it.
Yeah. Your shirts are getting tighter, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, around the neck mostly.
Do you need
I can hardly breathe, to be honest.
Get the collars out?
I think I'm going to have to get the jaws.
Kind of red in the face. Is it cutting off the circulation?
I got a little sunburn this weekend, but I got the jaws of life to cut me out of the shirt, I think.
But I am an oncologist, and in my opinion, you have something diagnosable.
All right, listen. Thank you.
I would agree there.
I have something diagnosable?
Everyone has something diagnosable. Sure.
Don't we all? Yeah. I mean, that's not saying much.
For sure. Diagnosed you with ADHD and autism, which we in the biz call ADHD, which is pretty rare, so congratulations.
Hey,
you have ADHD!
She congratulated me. That's all I heard was congratulations. So thank you. I'm a winner.
But it's actually really hard to get diagnosed as an adult, because usually by that time, if you're an adult with ADHD, you've either developed some really effective coping skills or you're in prison. In conclusion, get a psychiatrist and some effective medication and try really, really hard to stay with your wife, because your social skills are crap and your executive functioning skills are crap. Mm. And you look like a gorilla now, and you probably gave whatever you have to your kids, because both ADHD and autism are largely genetic. The good news is that you're hilarious, and it's probably because you're so impulsive, the crazy stuff you think just spews out of your, like a word vomit, which is a bad thing if you're a kid in class, but it's an awesome thing if you're a radio host. And also, I mean, you're like a genuinely good person. You and Allie both. I think you're both amazing humans.
Yeah, don't sneak Allie into my diagnosis.
Please do not start talking about me.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and spread the diagnosis over there.
Just keep it over there.
I'm going to diagnose Allie with lots of things.
It's nice to see you guys have such an inclusive show. Like, all of you are weird in your own way. And the chemistry you have makes this show the best thing ever. I love you guys.
Do you?
What? Oh, thanks. The first minute and a half of that didn't seem like it.
I think this is interesting that her diagnosis started with your physical features.
Right.
And just went, so it started with your nose and neck.
And then moved mental.
And then moved on to autism and ADHD, which apparently you've passed on to your kids. And I wonder if they each got one or if they each got both.
I think everyone got a combination of all of the above, which is terrible news to start my week with.
Why does your nose mean you have autism?
I'm not exactly sure why. I think it's just the idea that impulsively I went in to see why I was snoring. And then I'm like, you know what? Just cut the whole thing off and start fresh.
Wasn't it supposed to go down after 6 months?
It was supposed to. Yep. No refunds. I was told no refunds. So that happens when you book
it's
a surgery.
It's not like Amazon.
Book a surgery 24 hours before. There's a guy that just happens to have room in his schedule. It's usually not a good sign.
There's a reason they have room.
We will get into some of what happened in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven with a copious amount of buzz balls next on K-Rock. K-Rock, Lan, Ellie Show. Strange event on Friday to get you ready for all World Cup festivities. We were invited to go down to a parking lot of a 7-Eleven. And drink some buzz balls, which was weird in theory, and it was even weirder in reality, especially when we invited Secondhand Cindy, because she's the only person we know that is
consistently a buzz ball drinker.
Buzz ball enthusiast from the very beginning.
Her favorite flavor is times two.
Times two is her favorite, twice the alcohol. And she showed up and she was ready to party, and she came by, and it was nice to meet listeners that we'd never gotten a chance to meet before. And it was a very interesting crossroads of the world because you had people that were there for us, and you had just random people that were just going into a 7-Eleven to buy their Friday afternoon drinkies.
Yes, they also had an inflatable soccer game that you could do where you kicked a soccer ball into a hole to win a buzz ball, and Klein proceeded to kick the soccer ball into oncoming traffic.
Well, that was, I was trying
you
to...
You don't know your own strength. Dude, with all that protein,
I didn't
man.
Realize.
You are a gorilla.
Thank you. But
he couldn't run to catch the soccer ball.
No, I couldn't do cardio, so I just had to watch it roll in the street, and someone else ran after it.
Yes.
But I would say of all of the many things that happened there that are worthy of hearing about now, I mean, at some point, Jake drove home a completely passed out Secondhand Cindy from the event.
She didn't start passed out.
Well,
she was having a great time.
Would
she
you tell
was living her
stories?
Best life.
She was, listen, I mean, she was happy. This was, we were thinking about that when you go, like, sadly, when you got to put a dog out to, you want to give a dog one final great day. You give it like, everything it's ever wanted. This was like her greatest day ever, I think.
Well, at one point, I saw her with two buzz balls in one hand.
Yeah.
And her cigarettes and a pile of chicken wings in another hand.
So what's interesting is at some point, I don't know who brought her the wings, but she was trying to balance this one of those little carton of wings from 7-Eleven. And a lot of people wanted to take pictures with Secondhand Cindy. And she got progressively drunker as the event went on because I did see her throw down quite a few buzz balls. And she was probably showed up drunk anyway.
And she got drunk enough that she forgot her phone. We actually had to turn around and come back and pick it up.
Oh, no.
So at some point, Secondhand Cindy was taking a picture and someone said, "Hey, Cindy, you're stepping on those wings." And we looked down, and apparently she put her wings down on the ground so that she would not...
on the floor of a 7-Eleven parking lot.
And she was, and then she proceeded to step. Her foot was directly on top of the wings, foot on wings. And someone said, "Secondhand Cindy, you're stepping on your wings." To which she decided to bend down, pick up the wings, pick them up, and eat a bite and go, "Thanks for telling me." It was an amazing...
Oh, am I?
Oh, are those my wings?
Secondhand Cindy...
Yes.
We're here at the buzz ball event at 7-Eleven.
And I'm enjoying my time.
She sure was.
She was.
She loved it.
How buzzed are you?
I am pretty buzzed.
And how'd you think the event went?
I think it went pretty good. I mean, I tried to meet all the people that I haven't met before. This guy with the shirt off. He's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, you don't take your shirt off unless you got something good to look at.
Gotcha.
And I take my shirt off, and then you got my boobs to look at.
Now, she was wearing some sort of a real flowy dress, and every time there was a breeze, which there was a lot of because it was traffic whipping in both directions from either side, her entire dress was blowing up.
It was all, like a Marilyn Monroe situation.
Constantly.
It was beautiful. Then she also had to go pick up her wings from the ground a lot.
Right.
So whenever she bent down, you could also see a lot of what was going on under there.
I think she flashed every single person at that intersection.
Yeah, but there was eventually a guy that was belligerent without a shirt on. Not a listener, just a random 7-Eleven drunk guy.
He's a listener now.
He was causing a lot of problems.
So the event at some point ended, and we were chugging buzz balls with people, and there was a lot of buzz balls to be had.
Klein had a couple of buzz balls.
Quite a few. I didn't know they had an Arnold Palmer version of buzz ball, but I do now.
And I think you started with iced tea flavor?
Yeah, it was the iced tea lemonade buzz ball, and then someone else brought me a fruit punch one, and everyone wanted to chug them. And those things do go down really easy, and they do hit you pretty quick. But what's interesting is that as the event started to wind down, I guess Jake, how did this come about that you were going to give her a ride home, Jake?
Because I heard her mention that she was trying to get back to the Valley, and I'm like, well, that's where I live, and so if I could just drop her off on the way, I thought it'd be the least I could do since she came all the way out there.
Yeah, that was very nice of you.
And how long into your car ride did she completely pass out?
Oh, she made it about 3 songs.
Were you playing your music?
Oh, yeah, I was playing my music.
Oh, no.
So her choice was...
She was probably like, I could stay awake for this or I could pretend to pass
out. She probably tried to jump out.
Oh, she wasn't pretending.
She probably tried to jump out of the... out of the freeway. She couldn't figure out how to get out of Jake's car.
Oh, man. So did she pass out the entire ride?
No, but for a good, like, 30, 35 minutes, she was gone.
And when she came through, what was that conversation like?
It was almost like nothing had happened.
Yeah, she's like...
Just picked up where she left off?
Pretty much, exactly.
So that was fun.
We're in a different part of a neighborhood now? Yes, it was like time travel.
she's something else. But yeah. Man, nothing but good vibe from secondhand Cindy.
She even came with, like, buzzball facts.
Well, this is the part I think Omar will enjoy the most, is that our big plan was that in addition to her, we had 2 plans. One is she was going to sign people's buzzballs, which we found out is impossible because...
They were all cold.
They're cold and wet on the outside, so you cannot possibly sign the buzzballs. So
but she did sign some buzzball koozies.
Yeah, that was a fail. And then the second part is she was going to read from the back of the buzzball. But the only thing on the back of a buzzball is a Surgeon General's warning about you shouldn't consume while pregnant.
And it was also in tiny print, and she was drunk. So she got like 10 or 15 seconds into it, and then she said, drink up, ladies.
Yeah, she had everyone gather around while she read the Surgeon General's warning about not drinking while pregnant because it can cause... fetal, whatever,
alcohol syndrome.
And then she goes, all right, everyone, drink up. And then she threw them down. So once again, one of the weirder things that we've ever been a part of.
But why not?
And if the World Cup comes every 4 years? I think we need
You'll find us drinking in a parking lot at least once every four years.
We got to take a break. We're back in a moment with your news. And then we get you this trip to go see Sublime in Virginia Beach. That's coming up on K-Rock. What would you do with a brand new giant TV and a mountain of meat? Well, you'll have to answer that question later this morning as we kick off an entire week's worth of giveaways, TVs and meat.
The father of all giveaways.
Next hour, we'll be asking you for the worst or best dad advice you've ever given or received, and that could score you TV number one as we give away hundreds of inches of TVs and over $1,000 worth of meat all week long to get you ready for Father's Day. Right now, though, let's find out what's going on in the world, and then we give that trip away to go see Sublime in Virginia Beach. That's all coming up in moments. But first,
grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
There was some pretty impressive celebrating this weekend between World Cup wins and Stanley Cup wins. By the way, sorry to any Vegas Knights fans. You did not win the Stanley Cup. The Hurricanes won at 6. And the Knicks won the NBA championship Saturday night. I know everyone said it was going to be Knicks and 6. It's fun. It rhymes. But the Knicks in 5, it doesn't rhyme, but it doesn't mean the city didn't absolutely go crazy the second they won. Once again, the Knicks were down the entire game at the last minute. They tied it up, and a missed 3 from Wembanyama at the end solidified their win. There were videos everywhere. Timothy Chalamet partying in the team's locker room. And in the most New York celebration ever, a man took a giant trash bin from the street full of trash.
Beautiful.
Then he proceeded to balance it on his head while riding a bike through the streets of New York as people cheered him on.
Yo, chill with the garbage.
Did you put a garbage on his head?
Nah, gang. Nah. There's no way. No way. He got the garbage on his head. He got the garbage on his head. Ride the bike.
Ride the bike! Ride the bike!
Oh, my God.
You gotta go!
It's incredible. It's almost more incredible than the Knicks in the finals. I mean, it's really, that gave that guy a trophy.
It was incredible to watch this guy pick up an entire bin. Those things are full, brimming with trash. If you've ever been in New York City, every single one of them is overflowing with trash.
I've never seen those ever get emptied. I just see them get full.
Yes.
They're full, and then they're fuller.
To balance it on your head, then walk through the street to your bicycle.
Get on the bicycle
incredible. And ride it around.
It's one of the greatest tricks of all time.
And yes, people were arrested. And yes, buses were on fire. And yes, someone got shot in the foot. But all in all, it really brought the people of New York together. There were videos of bus drivers twerking with people. Mm. Then people hugging police officers and chanting NYPD. Other people were helping the sanitation workers, throwing garbage bags into the trucks with the workers at 5 a.m. It was a beautiful thing to see. And just to think, one of the most annoying sounds that a neighbor can make is the endless bouncing of a basketball. And this is the sound of Jalen Brunson being coached by his dad tirelessly.
Good.
This is what his neighbors heard for years.
Up through the legs.
Over and over again. Ooh. Drilling it out.
Good. Go back. Go.
Over and over. And the neighbors were probably like, when is this going to stop? And now, he's a world champion.
MVP.
Left MVP. Right. And his dad said he gets to keep all of his trophies.
That's cool.
Which is pretty cool, too.
Better. Better. Hold the follow through, though.
I'm going to play that clip for my kids so I can train them as well. I'm not going to actually spend the time doing it, but I will play them that clip.
Play them the clip and say, hey, this is what success is made of.
It was pretty incredible to watch, and I know that living all the way out here on the West Coast, you know, thousands of miles away, it did still feel like there was some sort of a weird rooting. Maybe
well,
I just
feel
that
way. Well, because it was the underdog story.
Yeah, the underdog story, and also, you know, New York. I feel like for New York fans that have had to deal with the terrible Jets for over and over again and the Mets that are so disappointing.
I know. They have a lot of disappointing sports
to have
teams.
A team,
for sure.
I know, you know, living in L.A., when you get a Super Bowl win a couple years ago and a couple of back-to-back World Series championships, and the Lakers are always in the conversation.
And I think just to know what it is, what a struggle it is to live in New York.
Right.
You know, where people just always kind of feel like they're surviving. Mm. And to have something to celebrate and to have everyone kind of come together to celebrate something
beautiful.
In that city.
Looking at the streets just erupting. With
and singing Empire State of Mind.
It was really incredible to watch.
All right, there were several tragic events, too, that happened this weekend. And I hate to give you three bummer stories in one, but there was the horrible helicopter crash that happened with Oliver Tree in Brazil. Mm. There were two helicopters colliding in midair. Then you had a skydiving plane crash in Kansas City. 12 people died in that. And then you had a bungee accident. This was... So it was... there's it's different than... bungee jumping. It's called rope jumping. So it's not even an elastic bungee. It is a rope. And it's an extreme sport that it differs a little bit from bungee jumping. But in the video, you see, and this happened in Brazil, this woman is going over a bridge and she is being held up by these two instructors. And there's a third person that's grabbing her feet. Her boyfriend's there filming it. And they put her over the edge of this abandoned bridge. They let go. And then she fell 130 feet. The rope was never attached to her. So she just free fell and unfortunately passed away. And now these guys are being arrested and charged with murder. Obviously not premeditated murder, but it was. It's now being investigated because they said they were culpable of homicide with evidential intent. And I'm like, well, I think someone just forgot, right? It was just negligence.
That's a good alibi.
That's what they're going to try to prove, I guess. Now that things are going to get looked at. I know that they claim this was not one of those accredited. You know, there's all sorts of different places you can go and do that tourism stuff. And these guys apparently were not one of the accredited ones. So they were just operating rogue.
Yeah.
But, you know, Omar, as a zipper, I know it's very different, bungeeing and zipping, but you're related. I mean, does this change how you feel about ziplining? I know your goal is to zip line all across the world.
I do love the zip lining. This, to me, is way more extreme. I would never do this.
This you would not do.
Never attempt. No.
Allie,
no.
Did you ever, anyone on the show bungee before?
I never bungeed, no.
But you jumped out of a plane before.
I did, yeah. I think bungee jumping is not fun for me. Like, the thought of my stomach turning over on itself as I fall down, that doesn't sound fun.
Jake, you ever bungee?
Nuh-uh. But it seems like a good way to murder somebody.
According to the story.
Yeah, that is
absolutely
true.
Absolutely.
And then finally, in another huge blockbuster deal, Fox is buying Roku for $22 billion. I didn't realize Roku is worth $22 billion, but they do have 100 million subscribers still. Even though they've been around a long time, it's not like they're necessarily known for their original content. But Fox announced today that they have acquired Roku for $160 a share. Very exciting for them. And, of course, SpaceX continues to climb. And I found out the other day that my transaction never went through. So my profit is non-existent. And that stock is doing great. And it is no thanks to me.
Allie thought that she was in on the SpaceX. She was all ready to tell us to go kiss her ass and hit the bro. I'm out of here, guys. I got it on the SpaceX early. And she never sent send on the transaction.
No, I did send it. For some reason, it canceled. I don't know what the process.
Because I told you, you couldn't just, a regular person, a regular normie like us, we didn't have access to that. You had to like know someone and get in early.
As soon as it opened, I bought the shares.
Yeah, you didn't get it, though. That's the funniest thing ever. I knew.
And I was like, whoa, we're at 170, baby. We're at 170. Oh, and then now nothing. And now I'm like, do I buy it?
Allie is a real
weren't you only going to buy like three shares or something?
Two shares. Two.
It's like not even, what is that?
Two and a half.
She would have made $60
over
the weekend.
Yeah, you're not doing anything, lady.
All right.
No, that's the problem with Allie.
She's still winning. I would have been winning.
$60.
I would have made $60.
Hearing Allie talk about stock or bets, I mean, the time she put in a bet on the Super Bowl, she was going ballistic, and it was like the bet was like a $10 bet.
Oh, man.
And, I hate losing money.
Yeah, we get into a brand new hour of the show right now. We give someone the trip of a lifetime. This time to go see Sublime on the East Coast. Here we go.